to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Andrew, thank you so, so very much. I love how Spirit sets up the talks, even though they're written out, but there's something that happens with the reading and the meditation and the spiritual practice that helps to set up, to set it up even more than I thought. Searching. You know, we are always searching, right? But Andrea's message was, no, be still. Be still. And so I'm going to go back to my roots. You know, see how roots do this? So there are so many different parts to the roots. And so one of my roots in growing up was the Bible. Love the Bible now, especially now, because I'm not a kid anymore. It's so very different. It's not what I was taught. It's something that, here it is. So I'm going to start this lesson, and the talk is called Be Still, Know Thyself. So this is taken from Matthew. That's in the New Testament for those of you who aren't comfortable, are familiar. Matthew 22, verses 34 through 39. And it's taken from the Lamza tradition. The Lamza tradition is a translation from the Aramaic. So it's a little bit different. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them who knew the law asked him, testing him, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" Yeshua said to him, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your might and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like it, is like unto it. It's just like the first one. And that is to love your neighbor as yourself." Now, I just recently heard that last part differently. Love your neighbor as yourself. I used to think that it was to love my neighbor as I love myself, right? Which is good. But I just recently caught that it is to love my neighbor as if my neighbor is myself. To love my neighbor as if that neighbor is me. Take a breath. We're going to be breathing a lot this day. So breaking it down, the commandment is to love God with all your heart. In other words, put your heart into everything that you love. Put your heart into loving Spirit, and Spirit is everywhere present. Take a breath. Spirit, divine intelligence, call it what you want, is in that breath. It is the source of that breath. So we are to love with all our heart. I don't know if you witnessed this, as I witnessed this, as I was watching Andrea play that last song. And there was a phrase that she went through, but she took this big breath and she wasn't even there. She was gone in this love of being one with the music. I want to thank you for that. So love everything with all of your heart, no matter what it is. You like to cook, put your heart into it. You know, coming from where I come from, they don't put their heart to it. You know, when the food is so good, they're like, "Man, you put your foot all into that one," you know, meaning that they put their love into it. Right, man, that peach cobbler, God, auntie put her foot in that one. I mean, that she just cooked that with love. And then it says, love the Lord God, thy God, with all your soul. Now, soul can be your inner self. In the science of mind and spirit, soul is also attributed to the law. But I want to stay with the inner spirit. I want to stay with soul as being your higher self, right? So love the Lord thy God. This is a trip. Thank you, Spirit. Love the Lord thy God with all your soul, with that inner spirit, which means that you are loving yourself. That is, you're loving God, which is loving you, which is loving you, which is loving God. So you want to love God with all your soul, with everything that you have. And then we are told to love God with all our might, meaning with all your strength, even in your weakest state. Back in March, I had a minor surgery. And then I did the talk on Sunday. No one knew that. Well, there were a few who knew. But anyway, during the recuperation period, there wasn't really much pain, but man, the discomfort was off the chart. Wasn't painful, but the discomfort, if there was a 0 to 10, it was a 12, right? I mean, it was interesting, there was no pain, but the discomfort was crazy. But I remember one morning waking up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm in this half awake, half sleep zone, and I can feel myself smiling. And I am in this affirmation that, oh, life is so good. I am so grateful. I love what's going on here. And I can feel the healing taking place. Loving myself, loving spirit, loving life with the whole soul means just being there, even with your strength, even in the weakest point. When the body is like, stop and go, be still. And go, you know what? I love this. And one of the things I say around that is I love having that experience, because there may have been people who didn't wake up to have that experience. Take a breath. And then finally, we are to love the Lord our God with all our mind. Woo-wee. Every thought is to be connected to and with the divine intelligence from a place of love. Every thought is to be connected to and with the divine intelligence of spirit. To love with all our mind. So check this out. Every thought that we think, we want to make sure that love is the impetus of that thought. So whenever, now none of you do this, but whenever you come across somebody who you just want to have a bad mouth towards, that, wait. I am to love with everything. So with my thought, I want to love with my whole mind, meaning every thought is backed and propelled from love. Wee. Ooh, right? So when that person cuts you off on the road, before you tell them they're number one, are you doing that from a place of love? You know? So what we want to do is, before we go, you're number one, you go, let me just move over and bless you on your way. Because you are with the one. And I am one with you. Now, we come to the second commandment, which is just as important as the first. And that is to love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as if it is you. Now, that poses the question, how much do you love you? Really? Do you love yourself unconditionally? Uh-oh. Some days. Thank you for the honesty, right? And so the practice is, and it's always a practice, right? Because life gives us experiences to practice, dagnabbit. The practice is, okay, but let me love myself unconditionally every day. Every moment, no matter what, because unconditional love means I love me no matter what I've said or not said, what I've done or not done. Man, and I'm going to tell you something, right? And I am so grateful that I've let this go. But I would catch myself thinking about stuff I've done in the past. Oh, man, you really blew that. Wait a minute. Dude, that was 15 years ago. Is that loving me? No, that's trying to put me down. But I am the love, and I am the love of the infinite intelligence. I am the love of God, but I can't show up like that when I'm stuck back here beating myself up for something that I cannot even change. What I can do, though, is to love myself enough to forgive it and then forget it.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. Take a breath.
Yeah.
To love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, to love your neighbor as if our neighbor is us takes what I call the four C's. I'm not going to give you the list right now. I'm just going to go through each one. The fourth one didn't come to me until yesterday. So to love yourself or to love your neighbor as if it is you takes clarity. Takes clarity. That's the first C. Are you clear on loving you? Are you clear that you love you? Man, I love me some Eugene, right? Because if I don't, no one else can, right? So one of the things I give clients, and you probably heard me say this before, is this exercise of looking into the mirror. Looking into the mirror, looking into the eyes, and men have a really difficult time with this sometimes. Some women do too. But looking at yourself in the mirror and go, God, I love you. So I challenge you to get clear on loving you. Use that exercise, hit the mirror and go, God, I love you. I adore you. I admire you. I appreciate you. Because what we appreciate, appreciates. And the more that we love ourselves, now the more that when we go out into the world, we become this vibration of what I call the healing presence of love. Where you walk into a store or wherever and people are shifted because you walked in on a high vibration of love, never even having to say a word, because I walk in with the light of God. I am clear on who I am. Oh, that was, I like that better. Thank you. Ooh, and then the second one. So we have clarity. Are we clear on the clarity? Be clear on, do you love yourself, right? Are we clear on the clarity? Now, the second one is this, courage. Do you have courage to love yourself? Oh, really? That's not a rhetorical question, Spirit? Do you have courage to love yourself?
Yes.
Right now.
And that's all that there really is, right? That's all that there really is. I have courage to love myself right now in this moment. Oh, yeah. And in this moment, too. Oh, yeah. In this moment, too. Right. Because over here is gone. And that's not even here yet. So do we have the courage? Oh, come on, Spirit. Do we have the courage to let go of all of the things that would keep us from loving ourselves? Yes. And if we don't have the courage, be willing to have the courage. But Eugene, I don't know how. Call me. Call Io. Call Rebecca. Call B. Amen. Call somebody.
Reggie,
Julia, don't call Tom. That's a joke. You can give Tom a call too. Because I'm gonna tell you something real, real fast, right? Just real quick, so I can like redeem myself with my dear brother. Tom is a heart with arms and legs.
Yes.
Am I good now? Are we good? Have the courage to love yourself and have the courage to let go of the things that have kept you or that may keep you from loving yourself. Have the courage to let go of the lack of forgiveness. I don't want to forgive them. I don't want to forgive myself. I don't want to forgive them. Is that loving you? No, it's not. But it takes courage to, number one, to get clear that I love myself. To step into the courage to be willing to forgive myself.
Yeah.
This makes sense?
Yeah.
Breathe. Oh, the third one is commitment. So now we're clear All right, I'm clear that I love who I am, or I'm clear that, okay, I could love myself more. I'm clear that, okay, I'm not maybe unconditionally loving myself yet, but I want to have the courage to be willing to make the commitment every single day, every moment of this eternal now, make the commitment to love yourself. Make the commitment to be willing to have the courage to get clear that you are going to be in this love. And we breathe. The fourth C came up for me yesterday. Down the street from where I live, and I passed this house multiple times. Okay, maybe not multiple times, but on a daily basis. And yesterday, I was driving, you know, I have this process when I'm working on a talk or working on whatever. My process is to get in my car and I drive this loop that takes about a half hour. There's no music. I'm just processing and speaking. Okay, what are we doing here? And I turn out of my driveway. I'm going down the street, five houses down. There's a great big American flag, right? And then next to that flag, on the other side of the porch, and this is the fourth C, there was a great big Confederate flag. And I said, I'm like, what the hell? Well, you got to be kidding me. I can't believe that. So I'm driving and I'm working on this talk or trying to get something about this talk. And this is the fourth C, the Confederate flag. Cause about two blocks, no, Eugene, be honest, about 10 blocks, cause it took me a while to get out of that. Cause I have the commitment to come back to clarity. I'm like, wait a minute, whoever that is that has that flag, that's my neighbor. That's my neighbor. Wait a minute. We are one. They are me. Oh, and then I got into this sense of love. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. I got my fourth C, right? So here we go. First, I have to be clear on who I am. And if I have the willingness and the commitment and the courage to be who I am and to be who I teach, right? Be about what I speak about, then I am to open up and love that person as if it's me. Oh man, I got my cup of coffee, got my chocolate donut, and it was a party, right? And then took a deep breath, right? Because I did. I'm gonna tell you, when I first saw the flag, and it was huge, and I'm like, oh man, okay, oh God, this is where I live. Okay, somebody reminded me, you are south of the Mason-Dixon. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. And it's still me. To love my neighbor as I love myself. So to love our neighbor as if it is us, we are called to let go. We are called to stop searching. I was looking for ways of being pissed off around that and what all that symbolized, right? But we are here to rise above the situation. In scripture, it says, if I am lifted up from the world, will draw all others unto me. So what I like to say is when we raise our vibration to the vibration of love, we bring everybody with us who is in tune with that vibration. Because not everybody's going to be in tune. For example, Andres playing in the key of C. Zach's playing in the key of F. Now, they may be in tune with themselves, but it's going to sound a little weird to us. Well, then it's jazz, so it may not. But so when we raise our vibration, it doesn't matter if we don't need to look back and pull anyone else up. Our job, our responsibility, our commitment to ourselves is to walk in a high vibration, right? And as we walk in and as that high vibration, in and as and from that high vibration, whoever is in tune with that is going to come along and say, man, what have you been doing? There's something about you. Tell me more. Yes. Tell me more. Yes. Right? Be still. So we don't want to go searching, right? We want to be still and love ourselves. Now, be still, love thyself are from two different verses. The first is be still and know that I am God. I don't even know where thyself is from. Oh, what is that? Oh, that's from know thyself, right? So check this out. To be is to know. Right? When I say that I know something, then I just can't sit here and talk about knowing it. I have to be what I know. Right? 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 So be still and know that you are loved. Be still and love you. By a show of hands, how many of you are willing to love you? Yeah. Yeah. Two hands. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Now, that sounds good. It takes action, because love is a verb, yeah. Right? And so I need to conclude what cannot be concluded. So get into action. Show yourself that you love yourself. You know, the journey to the self is through the self, by the self, to the self. And remember that all of us are the selves. Yeah. Be still. Love thyself so that you can love your neighbor as yourself. Right? Take a breath. Let's go ahead and pray. Whoever wants to come up in the evening, whoever. Some background music for my prayer. So, how many are willing to love yourself right now? Good. How many stand up for love? I heard that. How many are willing to have the courage to let go of what is no longer needed? Right? I said to let go of what is no longer needed. It's not so much what serves or what doesn't serve, but what no longer is necessary. It's no more longer needed. I don't need to hang on to what I think about that person who has a Confederate flag. No, I'm letting that go so I can raise my vibration to love that person because that person is me. Let's pray. Take a breath. Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. It is so, so very good to be in this moment, to be in this vibration of the One. Recognizing that in this moment, right here and right now, there is only one thing happening here, and that is the activity of the divine. Call it what you want. Call it God, call it Allah, call it Krishna, call it universal intelligence, but whatever we do, let's call it forth into this conscious awareness, recognizing that it is all that there is. The love intelligence governing the universe, the divine law and unconditional love, is that good to which there is no opposite. I recognize that it is not only at the very center of life. Having no circumference, there isn't anything that can, will, or does exist outside of the presence of God, for truly God is all that there is. And so as I recognize and acknowledge that God is all there is and being everywhere present at all times, I know that at all times God is present right where I am, revealing itself in through and as the I am that I am. And as I know this to be the truth of my life, I know this to be the truth of each individualized expression sitting here today at Centers for Spiritual Living Columbia. I know this for each and every individualized expression whose love streaming right here and right now. Right here, right now, God is, we are, and there's nothing that can change that. And so it is in my awareness of our oneness in God that I speak this word for the willingness to get clear on the love that we are and the love that we came to share and the love that we are being in this moment, in every moment of the eternal now. I am grateful for the willingness for us to have the courage to stand boldly as love. I am grateful for the willingness for us that we have to commit to being the vehicles, to being the instrument, to being the channel, to being the chalice, to being the container of unconditional love, loving our neighbor as if it is ourselves. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful for this word. I am grateful because I know that as I speak this word, it is already done. And so it is from a place of gratitude that I now release my word into the awesome and dynamic activity of love and law. You see, I know, and I'm clear on this, that as I release my word, the law has no other choice. It cannot help itself. It must take these words and mold them and shape them, design them and create them, and then send them back to us, not void or empty, but absolutely and completely fulfilled, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowingly fulfilled. And so fulfilled, we lovingly and with an open heart, allow it to be. This is done, and so it is. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.